You're gonna want to
hear the famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by our friends at BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. At Pearson yesterday, we had a woman come up to us and talk to us about the show, and she said she's a fan of the show, friend of the show, and she said she loves Best Portuguese Chicken. Loves it. Gets down to the Queensway all the time. So shout out to...
I think he...
He was definitely not allowed to do that.
Like, he was told by somebody with a suit on.
So he's the guy who, like...
Somebody, I saw somebody with a suit wheel over, and they were like, what the hell are you... And he's like, that's... I don't know, what do you say to that? This guy's at the check-in. He's calling for Jerry Bettman to check in. And he thought it was the, so like, funny.
He has the vest on in the...
Oh, the hold. He's got the ear...
Right, and the thing is, our plane was stuck in the ice. You know he was supposed to be out there getting that plane out.
I just saw this big, tall dude walk over with a dark suit on, and I just saw him looking at him, talking at once, and I kind of didn't hear it, and then I was like, go and ask again if Jerry Bettman can do it. So we did it again.
So you asked him to double down.
And then that's when the guy, the tall guy with the suit came over, and I guarantee you, he said, what the hell do you think you're doing right now?
I'm worried about his employment.
I hope he has a job today.
I hope so, too. I mean, shout out to our guy. All right, you guys ready here to hear some takes? Because Jerry was supposed to be in studio, yes. And clearly he's not, so he's got an opening statement, and I hope there's some...
Jerry's fighting a monster hangover this afternoon. And the reason I'm not in studio with you clowns is because I'm on the hunt for all the video taken at Town Nightclub last night. Jerry had one too many jello shots and ended up in a very compromising position. What happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas.
Well, that's true. I mean, I didn't know that. That's why we missed out on Jerry last night. He was at, what was it, Tao Nightclub? That's a pretty prestigious club down here. Hanging from the chandelier.
With his underpants on.
Here are his takes.
Let's go.
Since we're in Vegas, I'll let you chew on this spicy take. The Golden Knights will win at least one playoff round this spring. These sons of went to the finals last year. Jerry wants them to go again. Because me and Bill Daly love the Peelers in Vegas.
That's not necessary.
No, that's not. It's stupid.
Yeah, we don't need that kind of information.
No, somebody in the blue suit is talking to Jerry about that comment, just like the guy at the airport.
I hope Jerry's got earmuffs on so we can just...
By the way, I don't want to go back, but I could tell the guy was saying to the luggage guy, what the hell do you think you're doing? Will Jerry Bettman please check your passport at the front?
Like the whole terminal must have turned around and said, what is happening at F-68?
Yeah, everyone has been checked in. There's no one ask.
Right.
Well, anyway, the Vegas Golden Knights win a playoff
round. At least one round this spring. Jerry's got them going at least to the second round.
It's a spicy meatball because if they started today, they'd play against Calgary, right?
Oof.
Which, I
that
mean,
is a spicy
and
meatball.
And I'm not convinced. Question mark for me still in net. Yeah. Like, Riddick has hit the ditch. Mike Smith has kind of been a very, very inconsistent goaltender this year. But could you see Calgary going after, like, a Howard, Jimmy Howard? You know, could you see?
I'm not going after Jimmy Howard. I'm making one phone call, and it's to the LA Kings. Can we get Jonathan Quick out of there?
And see, here's the thing. Jonathan Quick doesn't have a no-move clause or any. He's got nothing. I looked at his contract. He's got nothing. He just signed. But he's got 4 years elite goaltender.
Okay, what's the percentage, though, on Vegas winning a round?
I'm going to go 35%. You never know. They got playoff magic. They know somehow have the recipe. I'm going to go, regardless of who they play, 35%. Remember last year, don't forget, they played the LA Kings. They didn't touch the puck.
Yeah.
Like, they just dumped on LA.
Right.
They dumped on San Jose.
25%. I don't think they beat San Jose if it ends up San Jose. The difference is this year, again, they're not at home. They're not the top seed. They're going on the road. I like San Jose more than Vegas. I think it would be a coin flip between Vegas and Calgary. So I'll go 25% because I don't think they're beating San Jose, but if it's Calgary, you got a shot. 25%.
They should. The boys will love it. You don't have to worry about road trips to Vegas. You're in Vegas.
Thanks, Jerry, for that information.
Yeah. I mean, that is a fact, but we don't really... It's unnecessary information. It's hot air. But we know the NFL's coming. We know the NHL has been here.
I'll keep it simple. I think 100%. I think they've seen the success of Sportsbook this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, sniffing around at different sports and what was going on. I think 100%.
Yeah. The NFL's weird because they're so connected to gambling, they don't even need Vegas.
No.
You know, they're so connected, and they have 32 teams, and I think if they expand, there's a better chance they go international. You know, they put two teams in London or Mexico City or something like that. So I'm not the NFL. That's not what I mean. I meant to say that about Major what I'm saying baseball, is baseball yeah. and their connection. And so you're right. NFL, they're here. Disregard that. Baseball has a weird history with gambling, with Pete Rose and the you know, the White Sox and all that. And the weather in the summer, even though you'd have a dome, I don't know if it works. The NBA, I think there's a chance though, because they're getting into bed here with the gambling world. They've already done that.
Party and busting up his thumb. It opens up the door for the Montreal Canadiens to finish ahead of Boston in the standings. Old Davy boy had a good time, didn't he?
Well,
somebody in place, and when you're going out on the ice with Bergeron and Marchand.
It was Heinen the other night.
Yeah, just
a couple goals.
They get it done.
Pasternak is a beast, though. Yeah, like they will feel the absence of David Pasternak.
I'm going 15%.
I'm low on that, too, because I think Montreal's a good team, but I think Boston's just a better team, and they find ways to do it. I mean, McAvoy was hurt, Chara was hurt, Rask was hurt. Like, they just moved.
Currently stands. Montreal's 3 points back. Boston, to your point, last year they went on a real heater down the stretch. I don't think they'll replicate that, but I think they'll continue to improve because they're a better team. I think the Leafs are doing the same thing. The Leafs had their swoon, and they're going to continue to 10%, which, I mean, listen, credit to the Montreal Canadiens. Like, they're playing really well, and I think they'll continue to kind of hover around that three seed. But Boston, Toronto, they're better, and I think we still have 25 games or so. That's enough to kind of separate these teams.
Yeah.
Marc Gasol will average more minutes per game than Serge Ibaka the rest of the season.
Well, this will be interesting for Nick Nurse to see how he kind of rotates. Pascal Siakam went off again last night.
44 points.
Like, he had a career night earlier in the week or last weekend, and last night that's another career night. Siakam's got to get his minutes. Like, he's got to play. They acquired Gasol knowing that's the piece we're playing.
95%. When you move that many pieces to acquire a guy, it's not going to be a...
And he's better than Ibaka.
Yeah, a flip-flop. Who's going to get more minutes? So yeah. 95%.
I'm 82%. I'm high, though.
Yeah, well, I think we all... Listen, Marc Gasol, it's going to take him a little while to get acclimated, but he's such a smart player. Right. He's a veteran guy. He's a true five. You know, Ibaka is kind of somewhere a bit of a tweener at the four and the five position. And Gasol is definitely going to play, so I think Ibaka will probably be on the short end of the stick up front. So, yeah, I think we're all pretty good. Pretty good with Marc Gasol getting a lot of minutes down the stretch.
One of Ken Hitchcock or Randy Carlyle will get another head coach.
I think Jerry's including the idea of maybe Hitch being back in Edmonton next year.
No way. So, like, no way.
You don't think Hitchcock has a chance? I mean,
I think 0% on either one of those guys coaching in the NHL next year. 0%.
What about ever,
next year, though? I thought it was.
He just said ever. Like, will Randy Carlyle or Ken Hitchcock be a head coach next year or beyond in the NHL?
0%.
Yeah, I think basically
60-year-old men.
I know that, but they have pedigree.
Get it, but it's not happening. It's a different game. It's a different vibe. 0%.
I'm going 14%. Low, but.
You never know. Yeah. Like, I think Randy Carlyle, he almost is like, I've had enough. He's barely been here that long. Like,
what
is going on?
That's when you know you have a disaster on your hands, when those rumors are floating around. And
right.
There are rumors, and who knows, but that's when you know you have an absolute gong show on your hands.
Yeah, I'm pretty low on this because of age and because of where they're at. I'll say 5%. I think there's a chance a team, you know, halfway through next year, says, man, we bring one of these old school old guys to come in.
Right. Plus, there's guys like AV still out there.
Right. And Daryl Sutter might want to get back into the game.
Right.
All right. Well, that's enough for Jerry. So we're done with Jerry's. It's disappointing that he couldn't join us in studio.
Yeah, we wanted him to
be. We wanted him to be, but he had a big night at Town Nightclub, and that happens sometimes.
We get it.
There's
we understand.
One final Jerry's.
The guy show. Some days I hope for that, if you know what I mean.
We forgot about this. There actually was one more Jerry's.
Yeah, but I wanted to do one more. This is the actual Jerry's.
Well, keep that for Jerry's After Dark at around 6:45.
Yes.
All right. Let's quickly go around the table. The chances TSN actually decides to send us to Vegas ever again.
I think 0%.
I'll say 1% just to be optimistic. It's been a resounding success so far.
We've had a good show so far. It's been all right.
The wedding is on track. It's happening.
I want to do more traveling, to be honest with you. Leafs are somewhere. Let's fire it up.
Look at you.
Considering your travel day
Mr. yesterday. Travel.
Yeah, the guy at the airport, man, he made my day, though.
I love that
guy. We're going to bring him up. Jerry's After Dark.